Stacey Norman.
So, 26 away from 1 o'clock, and I have the pleasure, not via telephone as I assume, but have a writer in studio, Lungile Mnele, who's part of the 6th African Television Market in Durban, which gets underway next week, the 18th to the 20th of July. Lungile, thank you so much for joining us in studio. It's such a pleasure having you here. I actually, like, shook your hand and felt it. You know, instead of having this conversation on telephone, yes, where you could sit on your couch, your popcorn's on the side,
you know,
you sipping a cup of coffee, nobody knows that you didn't have a bath yet, you know, but yeah, you're here and let's talk. So, it's amazing having you here.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners. And thank you very much for having me here.
Tell me about this African television market and what's the aim of this particular initiative? I mean, it's the 6th year already.
Yes.
How far has it gone?
Wow. The growth has really been amazing. I would really say that. And I think it's to thanks to my family, my friends, my business partners. And really, Africa TV Market was created because there is a need for content, you know, especially now that we have things like digital migration, more online platforms are cropping up, they're coming up, you know, because of this digital migration. So in 2009, as a thought process, it was about, okay, so there's this thing that is called digital migration. How is it going to affect Lungile as a producer, as an art director, and someone who really wants to do some productions for broadcasting? So how does it actually affect me, you know? And I'm just a very curious person. And I guess through research, I found out that actually, you know what, we're going to require more content. But now here's my question, that more content, more spaces, this thing is going to provide more spaces, this thing called digital migration. So with more spaces, do we actually have content? And unfortunately, we don't. The supply, the demand is not meeting that's an economic kind of equation there. And that's how Africa Television Market was then formed. It's like, okay, so, and also another thing in actually creating such a market is that we as South Africans, and I'll specifically speak for South African film industry, we are very dedicated at looking at the film industry, but we really neglect kind of like the television industry. I mean, I went to a school called AFTA in Johannesburg, and I guess it's here as well in Durban. And there was this thing about when you were a film, we were separated. So there was the television students, and then there was the film students. And if you actually studied film, you had a sense of being a higher grade. Uh-huh. You know, and television, it would be like your standard grade.
So there was more chance of you being in the cinema than on a television in someone's home.
But that's a fault. It's a lie. Because once you've graduated, you leave with the hope to, you don't actually leave to go and shoot a film that is going to travel the world. You leave to go and get hired at a broadcaster so you can get, you know, experience, and then maybe create your own production company and sorts of. So, and also looking at the research that is, you know, that we've looked at, basically even the stats say that actually it's the television industry that pours more to the GDP than actually the film industry. Why? Because more the mass, the population is sitting in front of a TV screen. So here's the thing, if then that's the case, more eyes are on the TV screen, and the mass in South Africa specifically cannot afford to go and watch a film at the cinema, then why are we concentrating so much on a film? Then we could concentrate so much on this medium called television, its development, and what's taking place in it.
Well, Lungile, forget the movie. What about the popcorn? Then my next question will be, why then don't we have the content? Is it that we're lacking script writers, people that are visionists, people that have some sort of passion for this industry that are lacking? Or is it that we have the people, but we just don't have the vehicle to outlay these things?
It's both of that. What you've just said, it's very, so we do have a shortage of content producers. And then we have also people that create content but don't know what to do with it, or don't know how to do business with a certain broadcaster.
And to that regard, would you agree when I say sometimes we find ourselves isolated from the industry?
Yes.
We are a content maker in our garage at home somewhere in Durban, And we want this out there to the world. We want to show our creativity.
Yes.
But aren't we isolated? So are you connecting the two?
Absolutely. Well, obviously you can't be a content producer and be by yourself in a little corner, because I mean, who's that content for? You always test your content by the population, by the mass, your audience. The audience is always the people that tell you if your stuff is worthy to be watched, whether it's whack or what. We've got ridiculous content coming up at this moment in time, but it's the time for this kind of content, you know. But Africa TV Market, then it regroups the entire African continent, especially the content and as well as the content creators in the industry. We come together, we talk about the challenges, we talk about the trends that are taking place, we talk about the opportunities that are also taking place within this industry. And we are such I would say a current kind of market. And I'll say this why. We don't, number one, we don't bring the same people all the time to come and speak at our panel, number one, because, I mean, if you get the information in 2015, why would I bring the same person in 2019? We bring different faces, we bring different stakeholders, and we are such, we are very much pushing the whole thing of ownership in this industry. And specifically in the value chain. So as much as we are talking about content creation, we're also talking about manufacturing. And creating our own. So for instance, why do we always hire cameras if one day we can actually make our own? Why do we hire lighting if we can have our own? We've got these huge companies that have got these equipments, and we're always going to these, but they have no competition. So we want to say to our industry, yes, we're talking about content, which is, you know, is a need at this moment in time, but also, Africa TV Market, it looks at the value chain. So what's at the value chain of actually creating this product to be seen by the audience? It's channels that are required, number one. The channels we have, there's a lot of them, but unfortunately, what's beautiful is that there's the technology that is creating more channels.
That's right.
So we require more channels. We require more stories. We require more caterers to cater for these production companies. Fashion people, we require, there's so much.
So this whole food chain is
absolutely
really long and vast.
And there's a lot of gaps as well in the future. And I think we've always looked at the last tier, which is storytelling, a production company, then my stuff is seen and the world can actually clap for me. Hold on. How do that even, that story, how is it actually put together?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the lighting. We need more companies with lighting that we can hire. We cannot go to the same lighting company.
Sure.
You know, we need more cameras. We cannot get cameras from China. We need to start manufacturing our own cameras.
And here's the thing. Most of us South Africans, unfortunately, we see the end product and we say, well, I want to be like Lungela one day that's on TV as an actress or
absolutely
an actor.
Absolutely.
But they don't see the food chain that's, or the content that, as you explained now, that gets scripted, that gets edited, commissioned, and so on. Nobody sees that, but those are also jobs that people will love.
I mean, let's talk about, we've got a program called Hear My Sign, right? It's for the deaf. There's about 4 million plus people in the deaf community that are not accommodated on television.
That's astonishing.
You would think, oh no, they are, because they are subtitles. But you, with the sense of hearing, can you watch and read at the same time? No. So which means that even our televisions that we have, we've got smart TVs at home, are they accommodating? Is the technology accommodating the deaf community?
Gosh, you are talking 2020 vision here, my love.
You know, that's, you know.
You know, and I'm glad that we're talking about this, because it's interesting, because you hear it in corridors about, you know, what's behind the scenes and this and that, and but now you're implementing it.
Yes. So we've gone to, with Hear My Sign, because under Africa TV Market, there's a couple of programs. So we've got the Tele Dialogues, which is the conference taking place from the 18th until the 20th.
Yeah.
Then we've got a mentorship as well, which we do with the youth This year, we're taking it to Johannesburg. We've been doing it for 5 years here in Durban. We've given out cameras. We've given out a trip to Nigeria to attend the Nigerian International Film and TV Summit for 3 days. We've paid for that candidate that won. We've given out camera equipment, lighting equipment to assist you in actually to push your vision.
Yeah.
And then we've got Hear My Sign. Hear My Sign is, I'm so passionate because I read a lot, you know, and I'm really passionate about my industry. So when I found out about the fact that there's 4 million plus people, I was like, there has to be something that needs to be done. So I started going, and I started in Johannesburg, and I started going to the deaf schools. Do you know that even in because of that project, now the department is like, okay, what's happening? Why? Because a child that is deaf goes to school, the deaf school, until grade 12, right? Mm. Then when he or she gets there, that's it. Why? Because it's so expensive. And obviously, you would have to be in a different LSM to go to university and actually hire an interpreter.
Absolutely.
So which means that the children that cannot afford interpreters, they don't actually get to the higher institutions.
Mm.
And which means what? It's it. That's it.
That's it for you.
Exactly.
That's your life.
So that's it. That's your life. So, I mean, one of the panel discussions this year, we are talking to MI CETA. First of all, our panel discussions are investigative. So we don't bring you as Lungelo to come and speak about the company and how great you are in your company. We're investigating. So we really know who you are. So we're going to talk about with the MI CETA the quality of curriculum that they credit to these up and coming media schools. How many of those graduates are actually getting employed?
Mm.
Is their curriculum that the MI CETA is crediting, is it of quality?
Is it of standard globally or even on the continent?
Because we have schools that are in our industry that kids pay 92,000, but after the diploma, what happens? Mm. Why can't you get a job?
Mm.
You know? So we want to investigate, because maybe we might blame the school, the education, but actually we need to go back to the people that actually, you know, and what is also their vision with this thing called fourth industrial revolution that's coming? Yes, it's going to affect labor and skills, but now if it's coming and affecting labor, how are you ready as an MI CETA to change maybe the curriculum so we can actually take off the new skills that fourth industrial revolution is going to bring?
I love it. Lungelo, please, this is such an interesting conversation. We're going to be continuing this conversation when we come back. But we're talking about this fantastic initiative, the sixth African television market that's happening in Durban from the 18th to the 20th of July, right here on East Coast Radio. And we'll find out more about it from the very lovely and very informative Lungelo Ngcele on the way next. I still have the beautiful Lungelo Ngcele in studio talking about this sixth African television market in Durban. It's going to be from the 18th to the 20th of July. We're talking off air about this, Lungelo, about this fourth industrial revolution.
Yes.
And our communications minister is also going to be gracing the event.
Absolutely.
Right. So what are your thoughts firstly about the fourth industrial revolution and how government can get involved?
Yeah. I mean, okay, first of all, this thing called fourth industrial revolution it's sad. And I'll say reason-wise, the mass really, I don't even think we've even passed the third industrial like,
that's true.
Do we even know? And yeah. Now we're talking about this thing. And we're always in the situation in South Africa that this new momentum comes, this new revolution comes, and then we have to all bounce on it because the rest of the world is also going according, which is what happened actually with digital migration. Like everybody had actually moved from analog, and then we caught on last year. Thank God we did. You know,
yeah.
And the whole analog was switched off, and it took us, you know, time. However, this animal called fourth industrial, we don't even know how it looks like. We can't even describe it. And I think that's one of the reasons why we want to investigate it more at the Africa television market. But from what I know is that we have gradually developed. You know, when you look back, everything has been created due to necessity.
Mm.
You know, nothing has been created because of, you know, cars. We drive beautiful cars right now. It wasn't, cars were not created to be driven so you could look sexy and nice.
That's right.
Cars were really driven to take stock or to take something from point A to point B. And obviously with time, they've become, you know, something of luxury and so forth. So I think as well, it's we're in a time, and I think there's a phrase that is always used on Facebook. It's like, you know, there's something that people always say, like, I can't believe this is a good time to be alive or to good time to, you know. And I think the reason why is because we as a generation are given the power to then create technologies and create the way of life and the way of living so that our children can take. So we are actually the creators
of that vehicle,
you know. So when they talk in 50 years time and they talk about, there was something called fourth industrial revolution, so they will be talking about what was created. But the beauty about creation is that you didn't create something from nothing. You create something because you're improving something.
Yeah.
You know, so based on necessity. So we got to, when you look at it, you always use the car, you know, or you use the cell phone. I mean, back our phones used to be, you know, the BBM. Now we've got WhatsApp.
Forget that, look at it. It came with a battery pack on your shoulder.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that alone, if you look at that, at that tick, it has developed, and that alone has been, you know, it gradually. And I feel that we need to have that intake as well as South Africans. That, however, what is it that we as South Africans can say, okay, from a smartphone, from a smart TV, we created a TV with this kind of device. And I think for me, that when I look at this animal coming and it's coming closer, I'm looking and I'm hoping that we will have more creators. This thing of China creating, I think it should stop.
It should happen here at home.
It should happen, yes. And I think that's where people cry and they say, unfortunately, fourth industrial revolution, we're going to lose jobs. I feel totally the opposite. I think we're actually going to have more jobs. Yes, it's going to change the way we think, it has changed. I mean, you remember the type thing that we used to type with?
Yeah, yeah.
And then because now you forget your thought process, someone decided, no, actually, we need a computer. And then from the computer, we need to start saving our work on a disk and so forth and so forth. Now we save things on the cloud that you can't even see.
That's right.
So where are we going? And I think that's the point that what Africa Television Marco wants to do is we need to investigate. So what happens now?
Gosh, I wish we had more time to talk to you about this. Very quickly, though, Lungelo. How can people get involved? How can people come in and come to this particular workshop?
Okay, so you can register online, which is www.africatvmarket.com. And you can also register on the first day, on the 18th. At the Blue Waters Hotel. That's where the whole car market is going to be taking place. And then this year we've got a brand new program, which is called Beach Biscop, which we are opening it to the market. I mean, everybody coming to opening it to the public. Everybody coming to the market is going to be obviously people that are in the stakeholders in the industry of film and television. But the Beach Biscop, I'm saying, everybody must come. Let us watch a local film. And we're in association with Mzansi Magic.
Okay.
And they're providing us with content, as also there are other things that they're providing us with. However, this is an opportunity for us, since we're in Durban and it's summer, throughout the entire year, actually enjoy a beautiful film underneath the stars, next to the sea, with your family and your friends. Take pictures, eat good food, have good music. But at the end of the day, what puts us together is a beautiful local film created by local producers.
I love it. You're such a phenomenal young woman, and
thank
I wish you,
you
everything of the best with your future endeavors, especially this little baby of yours, and may it grow from strength to strength. And I look forward to having you back in studio chatting about the next one and the next one, and then you start talking about the fifth industrial revolution.
Oh yes, thank you.
So we'll put more of these details on our website, ecr.co.za. Had a chat, a very wonderful chat with Lungelo Ngcele, who's hosting the sixth African Television Market here in Durban. It's happening from the 18th to the 20th of July at the Blue Waters Hotel. And if you want to get involved, you need to register on the 18th, and we'll put up the website details as well for you to register on ecr.co.za.
Stacey Norman, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.